1430 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Mike Kinzel and Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon. At 12 noon, Rusty, we're at 67, make it 68 degrees.
We are expecting a high of 80 on this Wednesday under mostly sunny skies.
Wisconsin seniors much healthier than a year ago compared to others around the country. United Health Foundation ranks Wisconsin the 10th healthiest among the 65 and older crowd. That's up from 19th a year ago. Falls are a major cause of death among America's older population, and the Health Foundation said only 15% of Wisconsin seniors admitted falling in the past 12 months, much less than the national average of 27%. On the other hand, Wisconsin seniors are second worst in problem drinking and fourth worst for obesity.
Well, farmers are hoping that the weather forecast helps them out as they are well behind in their planting. The warmer weather welcomed since the USDA says farmers continue to be way behind in corn, soybean, and oat planting. The cold and wet spring is to blame. As of Sunday, 36% of the Wisconsin corn crop was in the ground. That is up 16% than a week ago, but still well behind the five-year average of 61%. Observers also say it continues to be cold below the surface, which means that the crops are emerging more slowly than normal.
A $50,000 Wisconsin lottery winner from last fall still hasn't come forward, and that person only has until June 10th to claim his or her prize. The unclaimed ticket is from the Holly Jolly raffle. It was sold at a Quick Trip in Green Bay last November. The drawing was on December 12th. All state lottery winners get 180 days to claim the prizes, or else that money goes toward property tax relief for all Wisconsin homeowners. Lottery officials say that $2 to $4 million in prizes goes unclaimed in any normal year, but rarely does a winner let a prize that big, $50,000, slip away.
The state will be adding six new private schools, including two from Sheboygan County, to its voucher program. The DPI released its list yesterday, which includes St. Paul Lutheran and Trinity Lutheran in Sheboygan. Overall, over 3,400 students applied for the program for next school year. School Choice Wisconsin President Jim Bender says it shows interest in the program and its growth.
I mean, student debt is enormous.
I think it shows that from all corners of the state, there's demand for the program.
But critics note that 75% of the students applying for vouchers already attend a private school, which they say shows the voucher program caters primarily to opponents of the public education system.
Well, President Obama insists he will not tolerate serious problems at the Veterans Department, the Veterans Affairs Department. The president's remarks followed a closed-door meeting this morning with embattled VA Secretary Eric Shinseki and senior White House advisor Rob Neighbors.
I want to know what's working, I want to know what is not working, and I want specific recommendations on how VA can up their game.
Obama's directed Neighbors to help the VA conduct a comprehensive review. Up to 40 veterans may have died because of scheduling problems at the VA health clinic in Phoenix.
Another day, another recall for General Motors. They're recalling 218,000 small cars in the U.S. due to a potential fire hazard. America's largest automaker says Chevrolet Aveo cars from model years 24 to 2008 have a flaw in the daytime running lights that could overheat and cause a fire. GM has now recalled more than 15 million cars around the world this year.
A judge in Kenosha County throwing out a mother's request that a five-year-old bully be kept away from her six-year-old daughter. Media reports said the judge dropped the restraining order after the mother had failed to show up in court yesterday. The girl's father, meanwhile, later told reporters the five-year-old boy had been removed from the same kindergarten class as his daughter, but he was hoping more could be done, and he's working on that.
Sitting down with the school system harder, making out a contract, making them sign something that says, you know, you're going to look after my kid and everybody else's kids. I mean, this isn't just about mine anymore. I mean, I've heard responses on the internet, phone calls of their kids are dealing with this. I just took it apparently to the next level because I didn't know how to deal with it. I didn't.
Both attend Prairie Lane Elementary School in Pleasant Prairie, part of the Kenosha District. Police said the girl was kicked in the face and had rocks and sand tossed at her. Her father said that the boy told the girl he wanted to slit her throat and watch it bleed.
We're learning more about what appears to be the first felony charges against a DNR warden in the 135-year history of the state's conservation enforcement. ex-warden David Horzewski of Reedsburg was charged Monday in Sauk County with 8 felony charges, 6 of theft and 2 of misconduct in public office. In a newly released criminal complaint, a special prosecutor said the 45-year-old defendant confronted hunters about game law violations, seized their weapons, and never returned them or gave them to his bosses for evidence. Although he was only charged with 6 thefts, special prosecutor said there were numerous other instances in which the ex-warden kept items that included guns, a bow, and antlers from a 9-point buck. In some cases, officials said the statute of limitation has expired, and one victim has since died. The alleged thefts date back to 2003.
Well, as the number of middle and high school students across the country who are using e-cigarettes continues to soar, one Waukesha County high school has banned them for good. Arrowhead High in Heartland banned the electronic devices last week. School district superintendent said 24 students have been caught using e-cigarettes this year, including one who was using the device to smoke pot.
And 3 local fire and EMS agencies have been recognized for their work in handling an emergency call in the town of Wilson last year. Orange Cross Ambulance and Town of Wilson Fire and First Responders received the Flight for Life Scene Call of the Year Award for handling an incident last July when a 6-year-old girl fell from the second-story window. She was in and out of consciousness when she was flown from the scene, but she has made a full recovery, and she and her family were at the Black River Advancement Hall yesterday, and the award was presented.
How about that forecast, Rusty?
Mostly sunny, high near 80, partly cloudy, low near 50 tonight. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high near 66.
Right now, temperature up a few degrees. We're at 72 degrees. WHBL News Time at 12:06.